Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Love that music. Being paid by Tony Salvatore or Tony Salvador. Nice guy. Nice guy. Anyway, it's Funny Fridays. Listening in, and you have something you want to promote, join my chat room. Just join my chat room today, and we'll get the show rolling and then going off. Got a lot of special guests, got guests calling in, got guests from all over the world. I got a lot of people. Had a great dinner last night with my good friend Debbie and Mark Feinson at the Friars Club last night. Love the Friars Club. By the way, if you need anything in entertainment for any kind of event, go to www.horizongiggles.com, www.horizongiggles.com. They have it all, from entertainers to stilt walkers to Ferris wheels and amusement park rides. They're a lot of fun, and Mark Feinson is one funny walk-around comic, let me tell you. Love that Mark Feinson. And Debbie cracks me up, and she's not even a comedian. What are you going to do? I got great friends out there. What can I say? I'm going to... Oh, Betty Jo Tucker's in the room already, Betty Jo. Hi, Movie Attic Headquarters in the house. In the house. Love them. Every Tuesday at 4 on Blog Talk Radio. In the house. So we'll hear more from Betty Jo later. I have to always start my show with a polka just because it's fun. Here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my Schmiede Pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potato, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had 2 surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream.
She smiled when she finished, what a date.
Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
What fun! It's Funny Fridays. March Madness and April Fools all at once. What's going on in this crazy world? Steve Mendoza's in the house. Steve, were we ever going to get you up on stage? Are we ever going to get you up there? Huh? I don't know. We got a lot going on. We're going to have a lot of special call-ins. My friend Jenna Esposito, who you know, I play her on the show all the time. Sorry, she was nominated for 2 Macs. Unfortunately, she did not win, but she will always be a winner in my heart. And she'll be performing in the Friars Club show, too. Not to mention, she's also, her and Stan Gilbert, they do this great show. And I'm going to play some Stan Gilbert in a little while. The Metro Jam. It's an open mic at Don't Tell Mama. It's hosted by Jenna Esposito and Stan Gilbert. And they're going to continue their run April 3rd. Metro Jam. Lots of fun. That was nominated, too. And it's a great event. It's a lot of singing, some comedians, the homemade cookies, and it's Tuesday night fun. So to find out more information, it's going to be April 3rd, April 17th, 9:15 to 11:15 at Don't Tell Mama, 343 West 46th Street. Okay, those are Tuesday nights, 3rd and 17th of April. Go check them out. Let me see if there's a reservations, 212-757-0788. 212-757-0288. And be sure to check out their YouTube montage. Their YouTube montage, Metro Jam's YouTube montage. And I'm hoping that's the name of it. You could also get more information by going to www.jennaesposito.com. What a voice this young woman has on her. Let's have a taste now.
Last night I was dreaming, I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. One and only girl in town with me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were 2 men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And the lazy me, one sweetened my tea, while the other one buttered my bread. 2 men giving me oil well, 2 men giving me gold. Bought me a diamond ring about a 40 carats, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were 3 guys dancing the mambo, 3 guys balling the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Boy, it surely was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me around. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Now her cohort in her Metro Jams, which, by the way, got to check them out. They're so much fun. And it's not like you're just going to an open mic. It's a very professionally run and very good. And one of my favorites, another co-producer, is Mr. Stan Gilbert. Stan Gilbert. You can reach him via Craig Scott Enterprises, Craig Scott Enterprises. But let's hear my little Sinatra stylist, Mr. Stan Gilbert. Let's see what you got. Here he goes.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for. Where's ship and the door? In other words, please be true. In other words, I
like the fellow once said. Ain't that a kick in the hand? Oh, the room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the jealous said, whoa, ain't that a hole in the bowl? I had seen
someday when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, let's fly away.
That was nice. A little Stan Gilbert going on. He sings at the Friars Club every Thursday as well. Oh, I'm looking in there. Look at all this. Rudy Wisely, Spikisely. I'm pronouncing it right, Rudy. It's great. We have a couple guests there. We got a special guest in the room there, too. Susan Koenig. Oh, I love Susan. She's got a new book coming out, and maybe later she'll call in. I'm going to play somebody, Susan, but maybe in 15 minutes after that, you might want to call in and let's talk about your new thing. So there's a great event going on, and I've got to get, here I am. I've got to get all matched up on my switchboard, but let me tell you about it. Gilda's Club. Everybody knows Gilda's Club, right? It's a terrific, terrific. It's created after Gilda passed away from cancer. Everybody knows Gilda Radner from Saturday Night Live, a wonderful, talented comedian. I was going to say American, but then I think she was Canadian. Anyway, Gilda's Club of Northern New Jersey holds their laugh-off benefit comedy shows. Finale's on Thursday, April 12th at Bananas Comedy Club, Route 283-17 Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Oh, I know where that is. Four comedians were selected through an audition process, and they'll compete. The MC'd by Bergen Record humor columnist and author Bill Ervolino, because I know Bill. I love Bill. He's also got a couple of books out and has given me some good reviews in the past when he used to write for the papers. And also Joey Cola, who I know Joey Cola. We performed together on a TV show on PBS. Well, it's people I know. Recent winners of the event have included Robin Fox and Alice Barnett. Okay, it's a 501c3, so that means it's a charity. Tickets for the show at 7 p.m. are $15, and it's named in honor of Gilda Radner Late Night. So anyway, I've got a comedian now. I'm going to play some of her comedy, and let me see if I can say her name right here, because it's Sunda Kronquist. Sunda Kronquist, I want to say it that way. Here we go. And, Susan Koenig, if you're listening and want to call in, love to have you.
It's really awful when you have kids sometimes. I had two kids within 2 years, and there's a term for that, suicidal. Now, if I had two kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. with the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. See, because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay, now that you know we're having a little girl, what I'd like to know is what you plan on naming that little Chachka, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourselves these days. Seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious like Hadassah or Goldie. You don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names you're giving to a little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins, Rashida and Rashida. How's that going to sound? Yo, Hadassah, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was going to be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone in the first 5 seconds you say to your chief, I hate this bitch. Has that, really, seriously, painful, very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband. I'll tell you why. And he decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed. And that's when I noticed that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? That's just crazy. Because you know Latinos know how to whisper. You know what I'm saying? Like me, that's, you know, bingham, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper. You know, black people know how to whisper. Black people, we be like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper. And that's my point. Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in, I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine, have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. I heard that. And then I looked at that ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling, so let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not, this is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China, there was an earthquake. She got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes, because you can't make this up. This is a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, eh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlboro, New Jersey. Eh. So, you know, I'm trying to get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Cindy Kronquist. Eh. You know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh my God, Nia, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What the fuck is this shit? I said, a black person who can hear that too. I hear white people.
She is funny, and I believe she's on the line now. And I hope I'm saying it. It's, I've got to get my vowels in order here. Sunda Kronquist. I'm doing it with Scandinavian accent. Sunda, are you there? What? Nope, not Sunda. Hold on. 212. Let me get Sunda. Sunda? Can you hear me?
212 is me, I think, Nancy. It's Rachel.
Oh, Sunda, I know you're on there. I'm clicking on you. Sunda must have walked away. Yep, it's you. I don't know what happened to her. She'll call back. Okay, Rachel. Yay, Rachel, Rachel. You got a lot going on, Rachel.
What are you doing? There's a lot going on. Did you tell everyone how wonderful your show was the other night?
Oh, yes, the Temple Benefit. For those of you who have been following, we raised over $6,100 for the Temple. So that's terrific. Sunda, if you're listening, please call back in. I lost you. There you are, Sunda. Okay, Sunda, hold 1 minute, Sunda, and thank you for your patience. I'm going to give you tons of time, Sunda. I hope you're listening, but this is great because my buddy Rachel, tell us what you got going on.
Aside from a story that will be coming out on your amazing show this afternoon, the show that you and Bob did the other day.
Everybody go to Facebook and follow Rachel.
There is an amazing, amazing show tomorrow called The Legends of Disco Live at Hammerstein Ballroom.
And by the way, congratulations. I saw it all morning on Channel 5.
Oh, good.
All
great.
Morning. Let's have a for her. That was terrific. You got
awesome.
A lot of press time. So give us the info, and then I want you to repost it here in the room. Go ahead.
Okay. It's all the big names from Saturday Night Fever. It's Chick. It's The Tramps. It's France Jolie. It's Tavares. It's Harold Melvin's Blue Notes. And it's also another band called Lime. It's going to start at 7. The website is www.discopartynyc.com. You can get tickets there, or you can also go to www.nearsay.com and click on any of my stories. And Nile Rodgers.
Post it in the chat room. Post it in the chat room, too.
I will. Nile Rodgers is actually doing something really special. Even though the show, the dance party starts at 7, Nile Rodgers, because he wanted to give something extra to his fans, to his Chick fans, is going to do a book signing and a pre-concert.
Woo-hoo!
At 4:30.
Oh, Rudy. Is Rudy Wisely a friend of yours? Because he just posted it. He said, OMG, Disco Party NYC.
That is it. Is Rudy
well,
gone?
Well, you repost it again. The show's on. We got 38 more minutes of fun, and I want to. Sunda is just the most patient, funny comedian for being on. Listen, Rachel, what's your Facebook so everybody can go? Rachel is also, if you need press.
My Facebook is Rachel Wilgorin or Ventura Communications.
All right. And Boston Publicist is on the line. Yay, Boston. You know the band Boston? Woohoo! She's on the line now. Okay. Terrific, Rachel. Will you post it again? Post it a
absolutely.
Couple times.
Absolutely.
And go to Rachel's Facebook, which is? Facebook?
Rachel Wilgorin or Ventura Communications.
Ventura Communications. Check it out. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Nancy. Love seeing you the other night.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now to my ever-patient comedy guest today. There you go. Sorry we lost you. You're back. Am I saying your name right? Sunda Kronquist.
Sunda Kronquist. Good morning. How are you? What a lovely show you have. Congratulations.
Very funny. I don't know if you got to hear. I found you on YouTube. Funny stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Great show on your end, too. So you're having a good day today, and you got some comedy on.
Oh, we got a lot of great people in the room. We have, I hope she gets back in there. Where'd she go? Susan Koenig.
Well, plug it while you have a chance. I'm giving you a lead here.
Susan Koenig, come back.
Women have to help each other. I'm getting ready to run to a meeting. So I was so glad that I was able to reconnect with you.
I know.
I wanted to thank you for mentioning Gilda's Club. I wanted to thank you, first of all.
Yes, let's talk about it. Okay, go.
Yes, and so that event, as you said already, is April 12th. That will be at Bananas. And for information regarding Gilda's Club, which is a cancer support group for people who are living with cancer, because we're all living with cancer, we're not dying from cancer, and the tickets are only $15, and the number is 201-457-1670. Again, 201-457-1670. That's the phone number to Gilda's Club of Northern New Jersey, right
website?
There in Hackensack.
The website?
The website would be www.gildasnj.org.
www. I'm going to post it for you. Www.
You know something? You ought to look it up and repeat it when I hang up because I got too many W's going on. So we're here. So talk to me for a second. Tell me how long have you had the show?
Oh, a couple of years. But let's talk about your comedy because they all know me. You've actually got a couple of other radio shows in the house. We've got Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4. George Bettinger every day. I think. Do you know George Bettinger?
You know, I probably do.
I think
probably
he knows
do.
You. The Mom and Pop Shop, 106 Hot Mix, every day But he's a comedian as well, George Bettinger, the mom and pop shop every day at 4.
Well, you know, I'm here on the West Coast, and so time's a little different, but I just wanted to say that the show I'm doing right now is called James and Sunda, and I'm only cutting it short because I have to leave.
Sure.
But it's called James and Sunda. It's on Jewish Life Television.
Great.
I play Sunda.
Okay. And what's your website? I'll type it in.
There you go. And James and Sunda airs every Wednesday.
Is it James and Sunda?
Yes, James and Sunda, S-U-N-D-A. And you can go for more information to jamesandsunda.com.
I just got it up here.
Terrific. Oh,
James,
sounds like a party now.
Yeah. So everybody check her out. I want you to check her out, Facebook her. And listen, Hasbrook Heights is just over the bridge. It's not far from New York.
It's
if you're in
not
the Jersey,
that far.
Jersey area, it's like, I believe it's like 15 minutes outside of New York City. So just go check it out.
I wanted to thank you so much for having me on the show. I do have to go.
All right, go Sunda.
I'll come back another time. Will you have me?
Yes, please.
All right.
Do. All
okay,
right.
Be
thank
well.
You.
Bye, everybody. Have
Bye.
A great day.
That was Sunda. Check that out. I got the website up there. What a nice lady. It's a good cause, and she was so patient. You know, I never know because I have everybody in the house. Hey, Susan Koenig, there you are. Susan, are you near a phone? If you're near a phone, call in, and I'll talk to you. Rachel Wilgoren, W-I-L-G-O-R-E-N, go Facebook her. That sounds like so much fun, disco night. And there's going to be dancing and everything, too. You guys got to check that out. Hey, George Bettinger. I love this man. He's got 1,000 voices, and he sent me some new ones. Oh, thank you, Rachel Willigren. Details of Legends Disco Live, the Tramps, everything, tomorrow at Hammerstein's, WWW Disco Party. Contact me on Facebook. Oh, for discount tickets. Awesome. I have a friend who's going to love that. Oh, George, you're so funny. You are strong like thunder to Sunda. Very alliteration there. Where's my friend Susan? No, she hasn't called in yet, but she's got a new book coming out. Where did she go? She's on. She's off. Hopefully she'll call in again. George Bettinger every day at 4 on Hot Mix. Okay, where's George? Sent me a, let's see. Oh, here's a little George Bettinger comedy while we wait to see if Susan Koenig calls in. Here we go, George Bettinger, one of the Hot Mix.
Hey, buddy, guess what?
What is it, Smiling Ed? I'm trying to do my show.
I have a delivery for Mrs. Crumble.
Oh, a delivery for Mrs. Crumble. I guess you could leave it in the shop until she gets here.
All right, I gotta bring it in now. It's really heavy. Oh, I gotta pull this thing in.
What is that? What are you bringing in the shop?
This is a mechanical bull, buddy.
A mechanical bull in the mom and pop shop?
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Mrs. Crumble. She's 103 years old, and she wants a mechanical bull?
Well, you know how things are these days. Oh, yes, open the door for Mrs. Crumble. Yes.
Hello, everybody. It's me, your old friend, Mrs. Crumble.
Mrs. Crumble, there came a big, big, big delivery for you. It's a mechanical bull.
Hey, Georgie. Did my mechanical bull get here?
Yes. What is a mechanical bull doing in the middle of the mom and pop shop? What are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't want to get into too many details there, Georgie, but I wanted to get a mechanical bull as a birthday present for my Stanley.
A mechanical bull for Stanley? He's 104.
Well, yes, you see, we were reminiscing, and it would remind him of his old days when he was a rough rider with Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, yes, he was a rough rider, indeed. There was no talcum powder at the time, no.
His receiver's off the hook.
I got an idea. Let's put her up there. Hoist her up there, my boy.
Okay, now get up there, Mrs. Crumble.
Before I let you know, don't tell Stanley about the present, and don't tell Stanley that me and Teddy were once an item.
I won't tell him.
You'll make him very jealous.
Okay.
All right.
Ah, bully for you, yeah.
Well, let's start her up.
Okay, let's plug it in. Here we go. Put your head on the door.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Woo!
I believe that might have been Lisette there doing that. I'm not sure, George. Was that Lisette doing that? I don't know, but pretty funny. Anyway, pretty funny stuff. That's our friend there. I wish Susan Koenig would come back because she's got a great book that's coming out in May, and I can't get to the site in time to see it. Who haven't I mentioned today? Let's see. Oh, listen, the group Betty, if you like the group Betty, April 13th, okay? They'll be performing at the Tribeca Y downtown, a 9 p.m. show, the group Betty. I went to the last one. It was terrific. Hey, T.L. Walker, I see you online. And Boston Publicist. Boston, great band, terrific. Oh, boy. Yeah, George, I play them as they come on here. I'm just trying to get all my friends in. Let me see. Stan Gilbert at Craig Scott Entertainment. You can go to info.craigscott.com for more entertainment. And, of course, I got to mention my Horizon Giggles because they book me a lot, and I like them. Horizon Giggles, they do have. Go to www.horizongiggles.com. They've got everything that you need for entertainment. Hollow Guest 2649 in the house. See you there. Oh, Rachel, you're too kind. Thank you. T.L. Walker, you do voices. Well, contact the Mom and Pop Shop then. Do you have anything on tape? Contact the Mom and Pop Shop. You can Facebook Mom and Pop and get in touch there. But, yes, thank you. I do voices too. Thank you very much. T.L. Walker, I got to check out. Send me your website later. I'm going to check you out. Oh, boy. The show was terrific at the temple. Again, what a mitzvah. And I'm a Catholic girl. We raised a lot of money. The raffle was fine. And all the people, my chat room people, thank you. Rachel was there. I think, Rachel, you won a clock, didn't you? Yeah. Rachel is saying everything will be up at www.nearsay.com. The comics were great. Oh, Joe Franklin, what a hoot. Laughed out loud. Betty Jo Tucker, I know you're... Betty Jo Tucker is the best friend and radio show personality. Her and George are always in my room. And that Rudy Wisely, Kisely, now I got your name as Wisely. You see what you're doing to me? Yeah, okay. Jenna Esposito, again, you should have won. George Best, you live in Casa Hadassah. George Bentger helped promote the event, by the way, and that was really, really nice. Susan Koenig, if I could get to your info, but I don't have enough. Let me play something, and maybe I could get to your info for you. If anybody has Susan Koenig's info on her new book, please post it in the chat room until I see if she can call in. I know she's busy because she's married to that Dave Koenig fella, and they got a lot going on. There was somebody else I uploaded today. Where are you, George? What did you have? You said you sent me a promo. Let me see what this is.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Oh, very, very funny. Oh, gosh, it's pretty funny. Hey, you know what? Let's hear some... Let me see. Okay, I'm going to play something. I'm going to try to find Susan Koenig's information. But my favorite off-the-charts kind of funny lady with her songs are Jessica Delfino. Let's have
one,
a little of that.
One, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody. I'll at least be famous. 1, 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon, I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out, and then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, gonna stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
Oh, I love Jessica Delfino. What a talent. And that's so great about my show. I got all these talented people listening. I got all these talented people on it. And I found the information on, which I just posted for Susan Koenig, if she comes back on the air. She's got a new book coming out called Teenagers and Toddlers Are Trying to Kill Me. It'll be available on ebook in time for Mother's Day, May 13th. So stay tuned for more information. Love that Susan Koenig. You can Facebook friend her. And she just very lovely lady, a very funny lady married to a very funny guy. Their house must be a million laughs. And she's got a couple of books out. Okay, I'll have to follow you later, Susan, because I'm doing the show at the same time. So let me do the plus sign. You people have no idea how hard it is to do this show. I'm everywhere. Anybody new in the room? Who's there? Another guest? Okay. TL, what do you do for a living, TL Walker? I'm just checking that out. Did you post that? Let's see. Who haven't we had on? I got to have some more funny. Let's have some more funny. How about a little Spanish soap opera action?
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, you're going to spine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S., could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z.
No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke.
Make me. Cray to the Z.
Couldn't get back in because obviously she's got a lot of kids that are running around the house right now. But her book, Teenagers and Toddlers Are Trying to Kill Me, and she's got a couple books. Go to her website. But anyway, that's going to be out May 13th. And she says, has your husband ever knocked over a flagpole with a couch? Mine has. And it's coming out in paperback in May, so check it out and friend her because then you'll get all her info. That's a good way to do it. Oh, what's this, Rachel? Discount ticks at Legends Entertainment Facebook page. But I can sell ticks direct for an even better rate because I can cut out TM. All right. Facebook, Rachel Wilgren or Ventura, Wilgoren. Are you Scottish, dear? Wilgoren. What are you? or Ventura Communications, email Rachel. It's right up there. R. Will Gorin at Ventura Communications. Hey, I'm telling my friend because I think she's going to love this. And a meet and greet and Studio 54 after party and book signing. And I got a lot of great, great people. George Bettinger, 106 Hot Mix. I never know what mood George is going to be in every day. He plays some funny stuff too. But then he gets on a kick, and it's just like a theme starts to emerge, which makes his fun show fun. And boy, I have so many great people on here. I'm trying to think what who haven't I done? Sunna, that was a nice little find, wasn't that, for the Gilda house that's in New Jersey at Bananas. I love Gilda Radner. What an inspiration she was. Okay, that's at Bananas Comedy Club, April 12th. Boy, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Oh, speaking of good stuff, let me pump this up so I can read it. Wednesday, April 18th, 8:30 p.m., Michelle Ballin headlines. And guess what? She's asked me to host, so I'll be performing there at Gotham Comedy Club. Make your reservations. Go to 212-367-9000, and you can see me live at Gotham Comedy Club. You can also go to their website, make your reservations now in advance. That's going to be a good show, Wednesday, April 18th. Yes, Michelle Ballin, I love her. You miss Barbara Walters? Oh, yeah. Tell me, Rachel, if you were a twee, what kind of twee would you be? Do you feel like crying now? I'm here for you. There's my Barbara Walters impersonation. Oh, boy. I love this show. George Bettinger will be on today. Hot Mix 106. I never know what he's going to do. He's a crazy, nutty man. I think it was the red M&M, too, which is terrific. Steve Mendoza is going to get him on stage sometime. Boston publicist in the house. I love her. She is the best publicist ever. She is the best. All right, and what do we got going on here? Steve Mendoza, chef, actor, and more. What's cooking? Steve, you're guaranteed to win the funniest cook contest if they ever have one of those at Stand Up New York. I got to say, that's an easy shoo-in for you. We have so much fun. I love this show. Let's see, who do I have that I haven't played yet or promoted? Everybody's putting your sights up, I hope. I wish I had thought to put a disco song on here, but I haven't. Hi, Boston Publicists. I love the group Boston. Post that site again, Boston Publicists, where they're going to be. That's terrific. Terrific. How about, what have we got? Where is that? Tom Carosa. By the way, my pierogi girl was Tom Carosa, and that's from his new CD, Zesty. And George Bettinger has a CD, too, you can check out online. Betty Jo Tucker has two books. Betty Jo, would you post where they can get the books? And she gives that money to charity. And, God, she's got a great show coming this Tuesday. I'm going to try and be a guest on it if I'm not doing background work. So let's hear a little Tom Carosa while we're waiting. Oh, here we go. Boston posted it. Yay.
Please hold. Sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American. For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Of course it is. The choice is simple, America. The choice is simple. Oh, boy. We're having so much fun here. I have a little, I don't know who to choose next. Is there anybody I've missed today? What's in it for you? Just my undying love and affection and the much mental psychiatric help my friends have been talking about behind my back. Have a little Lucy Arnaz, huh? Let's go out with a little bang here. Anybody I forgot today, let me know. I forgot you. We love our George Bettinger, we love our Steve Mendoza, we love our Boston publicist, we love our Betty Jo Tucker and P.L. Walker and Steve Mendoza and Rachel Wills Horan. We love y'all.
Oye, mi chemucarrada, oye, mi tonada,
rumba ma zumba bada dee. Oh yeah, meaning double puta, meaning chevaroka, rumba ma zumba bada dee. Oye, me rumba ma zumba que dice por oroco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, me rumba ma zumba que dice por oroco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, me rumba ma zumba que zumba por oroco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, me rumba ma zumba que dice por oroco, bom bom no lo compa.
To go out on one of my songs, but I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She's got a great show coming up. Steve Mendoza, go to www.idealchef.com. See Steve Mendoza. Nice videos of you. Oh, Steve, I got to copy and paste that. Is that on your Facebook as well, Steve? I want to see that. Cool. Maybe I can have you on my TV show too. Cable show tonight, 7 p.m. every Friday on three channels in New York City. That's 56 Time Warner, 83 RCN, and 34 Fios, or worldwide on the internet, www.mnn.org at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. New York time. Guest in the room, thank you. Rachel, you must be sleeping, Rachel, so you didn't repost your thing, but you have time. Steve Mendoza, you're going to get up on stage one day. Boston Publicist, Boston Rules, Betty Jo Tucker every day at 4, and, of course, George Bettinger. Every day at 4 p.m., the George Bettinger Show, the man with a thousand voices. All right. Thank you. I'm Nancy Lombardo. This has been Comedy Concepts. Don't forget, in April, I'll be at Wednesday night at Gotham Comedy Club, hosting for the fabulous, from Last Comic Standing, Michelle Badlin, as she headlines with a bunch of other great comedians going to be in the cast there, too. That's at Gotham, April 18th. Get there. All righty. Thank you, everyone. It's always fun, isn't this? A funny Friday. Thank you all for being there, and TL and Steve Mendoza, wherever you are. And Rachel, going to check out that site in Boston. Keep Bostoning on. Okay, here we go. We're going out with a little Nancy Lombardo spot.
Yes. I want to be chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Spaghetti. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How am my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Thank you to all my listeners, and have a blessed day, whatever your beliefs.